On this first Sunday after Christmas, this lavish song of praise to God is an appropriate response to God for the gift of Jesus' birth. As we hear of the Lord of creation and author of salvation entering the world and our lives in a unique and direct way, how can we do anything but sing praise? A note from Amy Morrison Hendricks brought this all to mind to me after her father's memorial service. She wrote, "How can we help but sing our faith? This Sunday, which is traditionally a hymn sing service, is a good time to reflect on how much our music forms us and preaches to us. I wonder how often we take notice of the words of Scripture outside of the Old and New Testament readings that we use weekly in worship. Psalm 148 is used for our call to worship this morning, and it can be heard in worship most Sundays as we sing the doxology, where we sing our gratitude to God after the collection plates are brought forward. We will be singing it this morning. This psalm is an invitation to wonder at the astonishing beauty of God that we see in creation and stands in contrast to the mechanical and utilitarian constructs in nature. I have an activity for us to do over the next few days. We're fortunate that the bulletin is laid out with such a large margin next to the hymn. This wonderful hymn of praise in 142. Throughout this week, I invite you to read Psalm 148 and connect with the actual experiences and places, all the people, places, animals, everything you find in creation, and hold them next to the psalm. In the margin, write those thoughts. When you read, "Praise him, all you angels," does the sight of the angels processing down the aisle during the children's pageant come to mind? What is the name of one of the saints in your life? When I read "Mountains and All Hills," I am reminded of the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania, where I've spent several contemplative retreats. It's gorgeous there, and God's presence surrounds me. Or as I read "Young Men and Women Alike," old and young together, I think of our festival Sundays or Christmas Eve services where we are all together. As we approach the end of the year, a time when we traditionally make resolutions for the coming year, it's important to reflect back on where we have witnessed God throughout God's creation, throughout each encounter and experience in our lives, and to wonder about where God might be leading us in the new year. So after you have read through the psalm a few times and jotted down your remembrances, pray the psalm again as a praise to our God, who loves us so much that we were gifted with the beauty and wonder, so loved that God came to join us and rescue us in Jesus. Our first hymn this morning, "Let All Creations Wonder," written in 2001 by Martin Leckbusch, is based on Psalm 148 and is an example of how through music, God opens us to the wonder of the unpredictable. Martin was educated and lives in the UK. He works in the world of information technology. He presently works in IT. That is his main profession. But he has written hundreds of beautiful published hymns, of which a majority are based on the Psalms. I find this intriguing because Martin is gifted in several areas and navigates them all. He doesn't stay in the box. He's an example to us that being religiously trained is not a prerequisite to offer God's word. God's work happens through all of us, no matter what our profession is. Martin captured my attention as well with his insight into the differences in our everyday language and that of our religious language. Examples such as save, splendor, blessing, cleanse, and magnify are Sunday words, as opposed to our weekday words of rescue, brilliance, benefit, wash, and applaud. Our religious words can be a barrier for those outside the faith or for new Christians. Martin's work pays close attention to this. As we strive to be open and welcoming, insider language is a hurdle to be understood and overcome. After all, the great theologian Karl Barth, when asked by a student why he believed, reportedly saying, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." If we confess that existence and living is dependent on God, then our singing praise is to express our abundant gratitude. Praise and gratitude, as confession and testimony, lead to invitation and encouragement to others. This is a big part of our vision of sending well-equipped disciples into the world. If you feel you have a hard time finding the words to invite or encourage, you might consider reading through the hymnal or recalling a hymn that speaks deeply to your faith. The mind grabs hold of music and helps with recall. When you visit a person with dementia or memory recall issues, you might be surprised to discover that they know and can sing every word to the old hymns. The words and tunes stick with us. These fragments of scripture found in our hymns might come to you easier, actually give you the words to invite and encourage. And no, you don't have to sing them unless you are one of our wonderfully gifted choir members. We end our services with songs of praise to send us out into the world to do Christ's work. And here, Psalm 148, set in the midst of the final psalms of the book, does the same, offering gratitude to God for all that's been given yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Amen.